This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Have you seen aster yellows? While that sounds like it would be a pretty flower, it's anything but. Aster yellows causes bizarre symptoms on plants. Typical signs include veins that turn pale, yellowing of new leaves, abnormally bushy growth, deformed flowers, and stunting. Some look like they're growing another plant in a flower itself. It can look like witch's broom, or sometimes you don't even know something's wrong. That is not good. I have pictures on my website, gardenbite.com, as well as more information. While the disease can be found on hundreds of plants, some seem to be affected more. Those include coneflowers, daisies, marigolds, zinnias, snapdragons, chrysanthemums, tomatoes, carrots, and lettuce. Aster yellows is caused by a tiny organism called a phytoplasma, similar to a bacterium. The phytoplasma is carried from plant to plant by aster leafhoppers, which feed on the sap of the plants. There's no managing this tiny organism or the insect that carries it, as it's hard to differentiate between other leafhoppers. The best thing you can do is get the infected plant out of your garden and destroy it. You can compost it, but be sure to bury the plant in the compost so that other insects cannot feed on it. If they do, they'll be infected and carry it with them. You can burn it too, but do not put any plant material in your garbage can. In Minnesota, it's illegal. Aster yellows moves through the plant, infecting every part from the roots all the way through the flowers. The pathogen affects the plant's growth, development, and ability to store nutrients. While the phytoplasma won't survive in the debris of infected plants, it can survive in the crown and roots of infected perennials. Find more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.